We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
U.S. President Bush called Abu Mazen, Prime Minister Abbas of Palestine, and said, "I hope you celebrate your Independence Day in 2005. An Israeli truck ran over a 15-year-old boy near Qalqilya today. The Qalqilya branch of Shohada al-Aqsa said, forget it about the ceasefire, after Israeli occupation forces killed one of their members yesterday. Wednesday night at 11 o'clock, Israeli occupation forces invaded the northern West Bank city of Qalqilya with tanks and APCs. The Israeli army claims that they killed Mahmoud Shawar from Fetah, Shohada al-Aqsa, as he tried to leave the house they had surrounded. All eyewitnesses there confirmed that he was taken well alive. The IOF later assassinated him. The IOF also shot and wounded Ibrahim Yassin of Fetah before taking him to a still unknown location. The Israeli army also demolished a home in the Palestinian capital of Jerusalem, after which they arrested the family. The Israeli army claims the family's home was illegally built. Bush told Sharon that he is doing a great job and that to continue to make progress, it is critical to dismantle terrorist networks. Bush also invited Sharon to the White House. The Israelis have kicked out the BBC, disallowing them press cards, without which movement and visas are nearly impossible. The BBC's crime, according to the Israelis, is a documentary that spoke about Israelis' nuclear weapons. The Israeli GPO statement was as follows: "The way the BBC is trying to portray Israel competes with the worst of Nazi propaganda. The program tried to show that we don't abide by international law. We're at nearly 200 and counting international laws that the Israeli military government does not abide by." Abu Mazen, shown sporting a smile and a handshake with Sharon on the front page of Wednesday's edition of Al-Quds, told Sharon that Arafat must be allowed to travel freely throughout the West Bank. Sharon said he can go to Gaza so long as he stays there. Gaza, of course, is a prison whose population diminishes and rises monthly based on how many Palestinians the Israelis kill and how many are sent there as political prisoners. As the IOF left the northern Gaza Strip area of Beit Hanun in ruins, more soldiers surrounded West Bank cities, restricting movement more last week. But later this week, amidst much talk, the IOF began to leave Bethlehem, claiming that they would dismantle two of the checkpoints in 4 days. This claim is now being denied, but the Palestinian Authority police, disallowed by the Israelis to function for the past several months, are walking and driving through the streets of Bethlehem now. The U.S. administration is also talking about giving money to rebuild the Palestinian Authority, whose members and infrastructure they provided the means to destroy over the last several years. And Hamas spokesperson said that the U.S. administration has already allocated $1 billion to undermine Hamas in Palestine. Today we're going to be talking with Neda Michelle, a young Palestinian woman who lives and works in Bethlehem. Amidst roadmap talks, the Israelis made a drawn-out decision to leave Bethlehem, as well as Beit Hanun in Gaza. You live and work in Bethlehem, and we can see the Palestinian police are back on the streets. Do you believe the Israelis have really left, and can being surrounded by checkpoints really be considered a withdrawal?
So the Israelis didn't leave Bethlehem. In fact, all what they did is just reposition trade withdrawal. And look at the current situation now. They are going to give something that we used to have before September 28th. Now they are bargaining us on our rights, and they considering that they are giving us something important while there is nothing. We used to have this, and they are negotiating us on the same thing that we used to have. And the settlements, there is no any new dismantling for those illegal settlements. And they are extending instead of ending and expanding their settlements.
Right here from the house, I can see the settlement here, Har Humar. I can see that it's expanding. This is in the middle of all this talk about dismantling settlements, the huge public display that the Israelis made when they dismantled 5 uninhabited settlements, which were very small, not important, and not creating the cantons that are squeezing the population of the West Bank. Of course, this settlement here is expanding. There's 2 new roads that have been built. The lights are on now. The electricity is strung through the roads. And what we've been seeing happening over the course of the last 2 years, a surrounding of Bethlehem, sort of to include it in, to close it off from access to Jerusalem, the capital of Palestine, which the Israelis claim is their capital. And so here from your house, you can see this settlement expanding. What do you think when you see on the news the Israelis making a big fuss over dismantling settlements when you can see this one growing?
It was before a big green mountain, which I like to see every morning, and now it started with destroying the roads and all the green plants and olive trees, and now I can see a big, huge settlement, which I can't say it's a settlement. It's a big city. And it's illegal city, and it's a Palestinian areas, but nothing we can do.
So we see the Palestinian Authority is back, at least in Bethlehem, functioning a little bit, and they are being allowed to talk a little bit with the Israelis, but only on the Israeli terms. Of course, Sharon refuses to speak with Arafat. Only he'll speak with Abu Mazen. So, but here in Bethlehem, at least we see the Palestinian police on the streets. What do you think? Do you think they're here to stay?
Well, I wonder if the Palestinian Authority can protect any Palestinian in Bethlehem from being arrested or killed or assassinated. There is many international guarantees for us to be away from the Israeli aggression. We wish to live in a calm situation, not to see tanks or Israeli soldiers surrounding Bethlehem. We would like to have our decision to be a decision maker, not to follow Abu Mazen's authority or any other government. We would like to lead ourselves, to share in society. This is the first time that I feel insecure when I see the Israeli soldiers and police. I'm not happy because they came again here. This is the first time that I feel that it's not secure here. They can come anytime. They can sweep over Bethlehem again, I'm sure.
Part of this Israeli withdrawal, even though we know that they didn't really withdraw, is that they said they were going to dismantle 2 of the checkpoints within 4 days. They said this last week amidst much media hoopla. Then the next day they said, no, we're not really going to do it. What does it mean to you to be surrounded by checkpoints? This whole area is surrounded as usual.
So all what we have now is the Palestinian area surrounded by the Israeli soldiers and tanks. We can't move freely between the Palestinian cities and villages without Israeli checkpoints. So if you want to go to any country, you have to pass through minimum between more and less 3 or 4 checkpoints. And all the checkpoints you will see and feel all the human rights and humiliation on the checkpoints. And they may let you in and they may not let you.
In order to be able to move at all, you see, you have to ask permission. What's it like to have to ask permission to be able to go from town to town, or to be able to leave from your own area? If you want to go to another country, if you want to travel outside, you have to ask the Israelis and hope they let you go. What's that like?
Believe me, it's like living in a small prison. If you want to go everywhere, you have to ask them a permission, and it takes you more than 1 or 2 months, and they may let you, they may give you the permission, and they most of the times they don't let you if they have their own restriction for this. And if you want to go out of Palestine, it's much easier for me to move inside Palestine.
So what do you think about the roadmap that everyone's talking so much about?
There's nothing to say about the roadmap. It's an Israeli-American plan, and it's completely destroying the Palestinians. I'm so sorry about it.
Thanks so much for speaking with us, Neda Michelle from Bethlehem. Report from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.